Flaring Domestic Problems.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. GDP is one of the ways we measure our economic health. It has a basic formula to it. Consumption plus investment plus government spending plus the balance of exports versus imports. That's the economy. When gross domestic product grows, you don't see hundreds of thousands of layoffs or so many businesses shrinking and collapsing. But when GDP contracts, you have what we have now. This morning, we'll get the most severe number yet, GDP from last quarter. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
In the last 3 months of 2008, the American economy slammed into reverse. Most analysts think GDP actually shrank at an annual rate of more than 5%. If they're right, that will make this the deepest economic downturn in this country in more than 25 years. That's despite Treasury's $700 billion bailout and the Fed's decision to cut short-term interest rates dramatically. The Fed's also pumped more than $1 trillion into the banking system. Still, employers laid off more than 2.5 million Americans last year, and in the final months of the year, people responded by cutting back on spending. That's deepening the downturn and leading to a new round of layoffs. Some economists now forecast the nation's unemployment rate will rise above 10% this year. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
I'm sure Wall Street has priced in a bad fourth quarter. Let's just hope it's not worse than expected. Today in Asia, the Nikkei fell about 3%. That mirrors the losses on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 226 points. The Nasdaq dropped 50 to 1507. European shares are down about 1% so far. The House version of the stimulus package was approved without a single Republican vote. But in the Senate, a compromise could be in the works. Next week's debate will probably focus on businesses. More from our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
At the American Enterprise Institute, tax and budget policy scholar Alan Viard says on balance, the plan could use more business incentives. But he says the size of the package troubles him more. It's now approaching $900 billion.
My main concern really is scaling back the appropriated spending part of the bill more than it is with increasing any part of it. But I think that there probably is room for a little bit more on the business side.
On the other hand, Viard says some of the tax breaks for businesses already included would be beneficial. And at the Brookings Institution, senior fellow Stephen Hess says this is one debate where businesses are bound to walk away with something they like one way or another.
It's hard to talk about business interests losing out because there are business interests on every side of every issue.
Among the proposals already included in the Senate version is a provision allowing companies to defer taxes this year and next that would otherwise be owed for restructuring or retiring debt. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
You know all about TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, but the government is considering this new idea, creating a bad bank, as they call it. One name that's been suggested, the Bad Asset Repository Fund. I hope not. That would be barf. Although some people do think the idea will make banks sicker, not healthier.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Medtronic Foundation, now looking for runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application at medtronic.com/globalheroes. And by saveandinvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at saveandinvest.org.
Time for another edition of My Morning Commute, when we hear stories of people getting to work.
Let's see how the roads are rolling with Time Saver Traffic.
Here's go around me!
Did you pull over? Let me try!
Today, no honking horns or people yelling. Instead, lovely melodies from Ireland.
Hi, I'm Angus McCann, and this is My Commute. I live about 11 kilometres from Dublin city centre, and I drive into Busk on the streets. I have my amp, I have my guitar, and my mic stand, my mic, and my dog, Coco.
I have travelled many months.
I usually come in late afternoon, So I park my car and I walk down to the top of Grafton Street. I've tied Coco's lead onto my belt, tie my belt up, and then I've my guitar and a bag in one arm, and I have a big bag with my PA and everything else in it on my other side. So I look like a homeless Joe going around with all the bags.
Sorry.
I suppose just getting the spot it can be difficult because it's quite competitive, you know. But we sort of work it out amongst ourselves. If someone's there already, we'll say, right, well, I'll be an hour. Give me 1 hour. The place, it's a crossroads, so you've got people coming from every direction, which is financially it's going to be better, you know.
Come on, Coco.
Coco's a rescue dog. He's a chocolate Labrador. Yeah, he sits in the guitar case, so he curls up in the guitar case and looks nice for people walking by.
That our children might forsake the pride we lost.
And we're at work.
And the fools as they pass by stop to see an old man cry. I can't forget old Dublin through my tears.
My Morning Commute was produced by Don Duncan and Jennifer Collins. Finally, a personal note. Today is my last day hosting the Morning Report, but I won't be going far. I'll be taking on a new role at Marketplace as the lead blogger for our website, and I'll be hosting our weekly podcast After the Bell. In both roles, I'll be sharing perspectives on the economy and interacting with listeners. I look forward to it and to working when the sun is out. I've thoroughly enjoyed the last 3.5 years, and I hope you'll join me in the online world at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.